The best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program in which we talk about the blessed companions alayhim ridwan and the prophetic family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In this program we will be talking about the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which is known as Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We will go over some miraculous wonders and the blessed life, where they were born, where they passed away, some actions or some incidents throughout their life, inshallah. And through this program, inshallah, we will increase the love for Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. At the start of every program, my dear viewers of Madani channel, let's hear a fazila, a virtue of reciting durood upon the best of creation, alayhi salatu wasalam. The great companion of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, the role model of judiciary, Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ مَوْقُوفٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَصْعَدُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى تُصَلِّيَ عَلَى نَبِيِّكَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ Dua remains suspended between the earth and the sky, and nothing of it goes upwards, i.e. supplication is not acknowledged until you recite durood upon your beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Therefore, my dear in Islam, sometimes we say that we do dua but it's not getting accepted. Maybe it's because we have forgotten to recite durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore, whenever you make dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, always remember to send durood upon your Prophet. Remember, I cannot just claim that just my Prophet, it is our Prophet. So whenever we make dua, make this intention, views in Madani channel, that throughout our dua, at the start or beginning, we will recite durood, we will send durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, you will see your du'as getting accepted. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh al-Hadith, Alama Mawlana Abdul Mustafa A'azumi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned that Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they sent Sayyiduna Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu towards the land of Nahwand for a certain task, now designating him as the commander-in-chief. Now when Sayyiduna Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was doing that task against these individuals, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu suddenly ordered, whilst delivering the sermon standing on the blessed pulpit of Masjid al-Nabawi, Ya Sariyatul Jabal, O Sariya, turn your back towards the mountain. The people present in the masjid were amazed, for Sayyiduna Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent in a certain task hundreds of miles away at the land of Nahwand. Then what made Amir al-Mu'mineen call him out today? Meaning he was so far away, and Masjid al-Nabawi, they stood in the pulpit and say, Ya Sariyatul Jabal. So this confusion dispelled when a participant of that task, of that envoy, of Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and reported that while confronting those individuals on the battlefield, now when the signs of defeat were obvious to us, we heard a voice, O Sariya, turn your back towards the mountain. Sayyidina Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Oh, this is the voice of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then he, i.e. Sayyiduna Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, immediately ordered the army to be rearranged by turning their back towards the mountain. Thereafter, after we did what was commanded to us, as a result, it turned the tide of the battle at once, and after a while, the Islamic army defeated that of the opposition. Subhanallah. and they had no option but to flee in the battlefield, and the Islamic army hoisted the victory flag. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni channel, by virtues of the miraculous wonders of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we privilege to derive several Madni pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Subhanallah. And there are many that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu's voice reached 100 miles away at the place of Nahrawand, and everyone in the army heard it. Number three, by virtue of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a memorable victory was bestowed upon the Muslims by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have mercy upon him and forgive us without any accountability for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second caliph, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's patronymic name is Abu Hafs. His title is Farooq-e-Azam. According to a narration, in the sixth year of the proclamation of the prophethood, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the 40th person to embrace Islam. In fact, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam by the virtue of the supplication made by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, by his acceptance of Islam, the Muslims became very pleased, and they got such a great support that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam offered salah publicly in congregation with jama'ah with the Muslims inside the sacred haram. Subhanallah. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained engaged in Islamic expeditions against the wicked enemies during being a majestic warrior. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu contributed to all Islamic campaigns and in all strategic decisions during the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which was headed by the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a faithful minister and a comrade. The first caliph, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, nominated Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a khalifa, as a caliph after him. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu executed all the responsibilities of the caliphate marvelously and proved to be worthy successor of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And regarding the passing away, is that one of the wicked people of that time, disbelievers, named Abu Lu'lu Feroz, he was a fire worshipper. He attacked Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu with a dagger during Salatul Fajr. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu succumbed to a fatal injury and embraced martyrdom on the third day of the attack. At that time of his blessed age was 63. On Sunday 1st of Muharramul Haram, 24th Hijri, this great companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was buried beside Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had been resting beside the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have mercy upon them and forgive us without any accountability for their sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Farooq Azam both were bestowed with special and distinctive nearness to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not just in their worldly life, but after their blessed demise. Therefore, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, Mahboob-e Rabb-e Arsh hai, sabz-e qubbe mein, pehlu mein jalwa ga, atiq-o umar ki hai. Hayati mein to the hi khidmat-e Mahboob-e Khalik mein, mazar ab hai, qareeb-e Mustafa Farooq-e Azam ka. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the most eminent of all companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a paragon of excellence and miraculous wonders. In addition to other special attributes, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made him more distinguished than others by conferring upon him several wonders. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madni channel, despite ruling over a vast and powerful empire, the commander of the faithful, Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Their lifestyle was far removed from the ostentatious opulence and other rulers. Preferring to live like an ordinary citizen, he led a simple life void of riches, luxury, and extravagance. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu accompanied Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Syria. Now, reaching a river, they went to a place where the water was most shallow to cross it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he dismounted his camel and removed his leather socks, placing them on his shoulder. He then took his camel's reins and entered the water. Seeing this, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah remarked, O Commander of the Faithful, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are doing this, but I do not want the locals to look at you with their gazes raised. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Alas, Abu Ubaidah, if someone besides you had said this, I would have made an example out of him for the entire Muslim nation. Do you not remember that we were a nation without honor? Then Allah granted us honor through Islam. Thus, whenever we seek honor through something other than Islam, Allah will disgrace us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another, that whilst traveling to Makkah for Hajj, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu neither pitched a tent nor put up a screen when stopping to rest. Instead, he would suffice with a simple shawl and a leather dining cloth tied to the tree to sit in his shade. Subhanallah. Whenever he wanted to rest during a journey, he would make mound out of soil, place a cloth over it, and then rest. Subhanallah. Few more things that he says, that he would be seen walking barefoot to even Eid prayer. Subhanallah. From the moment he saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam eating bread made from unrefined flour, he never ate bread made from refined flour again. Allahu Akbar. It mentions in Tabaqat ibn Sa'd that when presented with bread with two condiments, i.e. cold soup and olives, he remarked, two condiments in one bowl, I will never eat this. It's mentioned that he would sometimes break Syrian bread with his teeth and eat it. Someone asked him, if you wish, I can bring softer food for you. To which he replied, is there anybody in your eyes from amongst the Arabs who has greater authority than me in acquiring fine food? Alluding to his ability to acquire such food, but his choice to be content with a simple bread. Subhanallah. He was Amir al-Mu'mineen, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. If he wanted, he could have lavish foods. We stuck to normal and hard bread. Subhanallah. Sometimes he mentioned that he ate pieces of meat boiled in water or small amounts of fresh meat. At times he would be hungry, yet would only consume one date and some water, stating, destruction is for the one whose stomach leads him to hell. A visiting delegation observed him eating dry bread with either unrefined butter, olives, or milk every day. Now, during his trip to Syria, my dear viewers on Madani Channel, when he radiallahu ta'ala anhu reached a place called Ayla, his shirt had torn from the back due to a long journey. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave it to the local governor to wash and repair. The governor had it washed and patched, but also had a new shirt sewn and gifted it to him. When he radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw the new shirt, he passed his hand over it and then he wore his old patched shirt, adding that this shirt of mine absorbs more perspiration in comparison to the new one. Allahu Akbar. He mentioned Tariq ibn Sa'ad that once arriving for late Jumu'ah prayer, he readily apologized to the people, I am late because of this shirt. I have no shirt besides this. Allahu Akbar. It's also mentioned in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba that someone saw that there were four patches on the shirt between the shoulders. Subhanallah. Someone once saw that there were three patches on his clothing in the same place, i.e. one patch had become undone, so another two had been sewn on top of it. Another person saw during his reign as Khalifa that he delivered a sermon whilst wearing a sarong with 12 repair patches on it. Allahu Akbar. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah, look at this humility and the humble, the ajzi of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would spend only 2 dirhams a day on himself and his family members. For his entire Hajj journey, he spent only 180 dirhams. Whenever he had a need, he would borrow money from the public treasury. Sometimes the head of the treasury would come to him and ask for the borrowed money and make him return it. So he would take a borrowed amount and go to him. Now upon receiving his salary, he would clear the loan. On the first night of Ramadan, Mubarak Madhiv is on Madani channel, he would deliver a sermon counseling the people. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu often was seen using the miswak. Now the Shahada, the great caliph of the Muslims, was severely wounded on Wednesday, 26 Dhul-Hijjah, and was laid to rest in the sacred prophetic chamber next to the beloved Prophet Ali salatu wasalam and the first caliph Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu on Sunday, 1st Muharram al-Haram, 24 AH. His reign spanned approximately 10 years, 5 months and 21 days. Viewers of Madani channel, this was regarding Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So many things can be said, such as Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they went to visit a grave of a pious young man and said, O man, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, and for the one who fears to stand before his Rabb are 2 gardens. Tell me, O young man, what is your condition in the grave? That pious young man replied loudly 2 times from inside the grave by calling out the name of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, قَدْ أَعْطَانِي هِمَا رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ My Rabb has bestowed me with those 2 gardens. SubhanAllah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have mercy upon them and forgive us without any accountability for their sake. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. But if it was a Madani channel, a bowl full of honey was presented to Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now holding the bowl in his hand, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said 3 times, if I drink it, its deliciousness and sweetness will soon end. Allahu Akbar. But accountability for it will remain. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu then gave it to someone else. What do we learn from this, my dear Islam? Sometimes we see something that, or we know something that tastes nice. We had it once before, but okay, momentarily we'll enjoy the taste. But its accountability will remain. Just as Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they mentioned, they holding the bowl in their blessed hand. He radiallahu ta'ala said 3 times, if I drink it, its deliciousness and sweetness will soon end. But the accountability for this, it will remain. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have pondered about it when I intend to improve my worldly life. There seems to be a loss in the afterlife. And when I intend to improve my hereafter, I observe loss in my worldly life. So this is the fact, hence you should, comparing the loss of the afterlife, bear the loss of the mortal world. SubhanAllah. Having lost in this world, this is nothing compared to having lost in the hereafter. This is why Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that comparing the loss of the afterlife, you should bear the loss of this mortal world. My dear viewers of Madani channel, despite being destined Jannah, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would weep bitterly out of the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, due to which 2 dark lines had developed on his refulgent face. On a book, Allah Walon Ki Baatein, has been reported by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Isa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that there were 2 dark lines on the blessed face of Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was caused by the tears due to excessive crying. SubhanAllah. This is why it's mentioned that Rone Wali Aankhe Mango. Rona Sab Ka Kaam Nahi. Zikr Mohabbat Aam Hai, Lekin Soz Mohabbat Aam Nahi. Sallu Ala Al Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallama. It's mentioned by Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu would sometimes bring his hands near the fire and question him, O son of Khattab, do you have the courage to bear this fire? SubhanAllah. Look at this unique way of frightening oneself of hellfire. Today we do so many actions, my dear in Islam, but that fear regarding the fire of hell does not come in our hearts. But look at the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. SubhanAllah. How would they frighten themselves from the hellfire? They would go near a fire, bring their hands near the fire and question himself, O son of Khattab, do you have the courage to bear this fire? Referring to the fire of this world. So if you can't bear the fire of this world, how can you bear the fire of the hereafter? Allahu Akbar. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, has mentioned, once I saw Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu rushing somewhere riding a camel. I said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, where are you heading to? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, a camel donated in sadaqah has fled away, and I am going to look for it. Even if a lamb would die on the bank of the Euphrates River, Umar will be questioned about it on the day of resurrection. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, remember hell abundantly, since it is extremely hot and very deep, and its hammers are made of iron with which the sinners will be struck. Allahu Akbar. There's so much we can say regarding the blessed life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu fell ill, the physicians prescribed honey for the treatment. The honey was available in the treasury, but he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not willing to take it without prior permission of the Muslims. Hence he radiallahu ta'ala anhu visited the main masjid and gathered the maximum number of Muslims to seek permission. When people allowed it, then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu used it. What do we learn from this manipulation? Something which belongs to majority of the Muslims, we should ask permission to use it. For example, even when we go to someone's house and there's a toothpick on the side and you pick it up and start using it without that person's permission, without the house member's permission, we should not do this. If you want to use it, ask, can I use this? Get permission, then use it. Using someone's phone charger, using someone, anything that does not belong to you, using them without permission can cause damage. We should act upon the blessed lifestyle of the Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu and seek permission before using anything. Moreover, Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu observed fast continuously for 2 years before his demise. Allahu Akbar. Now according to another narration, except for Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, and when traveling, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to observe fast on a regular basis. It's mentioned regarding the blessed food that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would eat no more than 7 or 9 morsels. Allahu Akbar. According to the glad tidings of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst Ashra'i Mubashara, i.e. the 10 blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who were given the certain promise of Jannah by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah reported that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, I entered into Jannah, there I saw a palace. I inquired, whose palace is this? An angel replied, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I wished to enter it to have a view of it, but O Umar, I thought of your self-respect and gave up on the attempt. Listening to this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Prophet of Allah, my parents be sacrificed for you. How dare I think of my self-respect being offended by you? Allahu Akbar. Such a heavenly palace for Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is why my Imam, everyone's Imam, Ala Hazrat, the leader of the Ahl Sunnah, has said, La wa Rabbil Arsh, jisko jo mila, unse mila, بٹتی ہے قونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی خاک ہو کر عشق میں آرام سے سونا ملا جان کی اکسیر ہے الفت رسول اللہ کی صلو الحبیب صلی اللہ علیہ محمد sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, before we end this program, let's listen to 8 excellences of Sayyidina Umar as mentioned by the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. Number 1, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا طَلَعَتِ الشَّمْسُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْ عُمَرٍ. That i.e. the sun did not rise on a man better than Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. تَرْجُمَانِ نَبِي هَمْ زَبَانِ نَبِي جَانِ شَانِ عَدَالَتْ بِلَاكُمْ سَلَامٍ. Number 2, all the angels of the sky respect Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and every devil, shaitan on the earth trembles with his fear. Allahu Akbar. Number 3, لَا يُحِبُّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرًا مُنَافِقٌ وَلَا يُبْغِدُهُمَا مُؤْمِنٌ. Allahu Akbar. A true believer has devotion towards Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and a hypocrite bears malice towards them. Number 4, عُمَرُ سِرَاجُ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, i.e. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the lamp of the dwellers of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Is mentioned in Muslim Imam Ahmad that هَذَا رَجُلُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْبَاطِلِ, i.e. here Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a person who never likes falsehood. Number 6, as mentioned in Sunan Tirmidhi, a heavenly person will not come to you, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived. Allahu Akbar. Number 7 is mentioned in Jamul Jawami Lissuyuti, رِضَى اللَّهِ رِضَى عُمَرَ وَرِضَى عُمَرَ رِضَى اللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. Either the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the pleasure of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the pleasure of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And number 8 and lastly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَ الْحَقَّ عَلَى لِسَانِ عُمَرَ وَقَلْبِهِ. Subhanallah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed truth upon the tongue and heart of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, this was a brief program regarding the lifestyle, the miracle wonders, the humility, and the blessed saints of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in regards to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala enable us to have utmost respect for this blessed companion, the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities.